Why people pay for the perfect Instagram wedding. Autumn marks the end of the main wedding season in the UK, but for this generation of newlyweds, planning a wedding is perhaps not as simple as it once was. According to the National Wedding Survey, social media is adding an additional layer of pressure and expense, with the average cost of wedding in 2019 totaling $31,974. Many couples have forgone wedding planners in favor of taking the wedding themselves, turning to social media sites and apps such as Pinterest to plan their big day. With the price of wedding on the rise, is it possible to pursue up the perfect Instagram wedding is responsible? Hannah Mueller, 20, from South Africa, is planning her wedding in London and says the Pinterest in particular has been incredibly helpful. I've definitely seen some amazing venues that I've tried to find, she said. Pinterest has been my best friend during the planning process. I have a Pinterest board for the wedding, and within that, I have all the different sections for everything you could think of. Many couples, 42%, said they felt under pressure to have a social media wedding, according to the survey, and a quarter said they were willing to go over a budget in order to achieve an Insta-worthy day. Hannah announced her engagement with a photo of her showing her ring, and pictures like these are a popular trend online for couples who want to let followers and friends know their big news. A photo shoot alone can cost around an average of $200. The desire for an Instagrammable day has sparked a booming business dedicated to providing couples with the Instagram-ready service. Sandy Chahal runs a party and accessories company which specializes in confetti. Everyone I speak to says they want their wedding to be Instagrammable, she said. I think it's down to the pressure of social media, which wasn't around 20 years ago. Our customer base wants confetti that will photograph well and tassel garlands. They send images that they have found of interest to show us exactly what they want. That's when we notice a trend, a desire for vivid shades and extravagant decor for weddings. But Sandy says it's more than simply the desire for a good photo, which encourages young couples to splash out on their big day. I think there's more of a willingness to have your personality shine through in your event, she said. Social media promotes the idea that the wedding can be a fun event which needn't be taken too seriously. Lauren Reynolds, 29, from Hertfordshire, was a self-confessed Pinterest bride when planning her wedding in 2016. I had a Pinterest board for everything, she said. I looked at the bridesmaids and brides' poses and photographs as well. I try to make most things myself, she said. I used a lot of local sites to find items for photo booth area we made outside on the lawn, which worked very well. I found our venue on quite a few Pinterest pages, so I could imitate them exactly, such as where to put flowers and how they framed the room. Photographer Georgia Rachel, 24, from Norfolk, believes modern weddings encourage couples to have more fun, though she agrees that are mindful of how the public will perceive their photos. I capture more than just the bride and groom standing stiffly and gazing to the distance, she said. The style is quite outdated nowadays. Couples want to be seen having fun in their photos. The style of photography at wedding has changed undoubtedly over the years, but what divides today's couple from the previous generation is the public nature of their weddings. Although a small number of guests receive invitations, a growing number of wedding photos are now shared on social media, making modern newlyweds more conscious of how their day will translate to their followers. Couples want photos that will trend or at least get the likes they want, she said. The expense that comes with Instagram trend is what hurts a lot of couples. It's expensive to jump on bandwagons and trends when it comes to styling. In my experience, Instagram is causing couples to spend far more on their weddings than they ever would have done before social media. But weddings where the couple aren't swayed by Instagram often ended up being more and most fun. Despite the pressure from social media, not all brides and grooms are concerned about how many likes their big day will attract. I've been thinking about photos throughout the planning, said bride-to-be Jonah May from London. Although I think that's how you picture parts of the big day anyway. We've been keen to stay away from fads such as smoke bombs. Even though it can look cool, I think they might not date well, and I want our photos to feel elegant and timeless. Overall, I'd say social media has definitely helped me getting ideas and communicating them to others, but I wouldn't say I've thought much, if at all, about how the wedding will look online. As long as we have beautiful photos, we'll be happy.